And Yashakayach to my chaverim for enabling to share even in an extremely busy day of the year, Erev Pesach. But this is our main creed, Daf Shavua, that we soldier on no matter what day of the year it is. So let's review the first crucial key amud of Perik Ilanaris, a pack Perik, Supasis Shas Katon, and Ilanaris is Supas Katon, because many of the important sugyas that have ramifications throughout Masech Supas are in Ilanaris, and many Shas sugyas emanating from all the Akimtis in Kamlem Ben Rambine are in Ilanaris. So it is traditionally one of the most Gishmata Parakim. In Ksubas Gemara, after the Mishnah says that the following Na'arais have Knas, so the Gemara says if somebody was, the Mishnah says if somebody that was Ma'anesi Isha, that's Ainurila Kainsa, he's a Chayvet Lavin, Isha's a Chayvet Lavin, Chayvet Krisis, nevertheless, you have to pay Knas. Even a Baal Mamzeres are Na'arais, Shiesha Knas. That's the Gemara. Anaris psula is this like knas, cheris light. The Mishnah is telling you only psula is like knas. Says the Gemara, achi kamar ilanaris psula is yes like knas. These are naris that even though they are psula is yes like knas. The Gemara goes on then to spend a amud discussing various machlekes tanaim in the issue. The Gemara asks Akasha, why do they have knas? Well, Gemara says, there's a kasha, says, v'loisi Elisha, go down to Amud Beis, v'opene knas aninu. How can it be that these na'arais are b'nei knas? After all, top line, Vamai ikrikan v'loi siyeli isha isha ruli. Second line. How could it be that they are mechuyim knas? The entire parsha was only said with the isha ruli. So the Gemara has various terutzim to this kasha. So the Gemara answers that we learn from the pasuk of Na'ira, 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 Chadlu, Guchay, Vosalech, Lilachay, Vilavin. So Gemara has various psukim to this, Rish Lakish, Papa, the Amarim, all focus on various psukim to tell you that, in fact, it overrides this svara, that Tashlim Knas, Lachayra, should only be Shayach with the Isha Ruya, Lachayma. That's the Svaras Hamakshin, that in order to be Mechayev Knas, it needs to be Isha Haruya Lekaiba. The Gemara brings a Svar in the name of Shimon of Manasseh to Rabbeinu Shimon, and Shimon had some money, crossing the Taisus Aitrole. Lafuke Malama Haitaina, the Tanya, a little bit bigger, please. Laisi Elisha, Shimon Hataimone, Aymar, Isha Sheyeshba Havaya. And Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Aimer Isha Haruya Lekaima. Two drushes. One requires Havaya, and the other one requires Isha Haruya Lekaima. And the Gemara explains Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds that there's no Tashlume Knas in Chai V'lav and a Chai V'krisis because Lemaisa, it's Eina Ruya Lekaima, because they are forbidden. Shimon Atamani holds that Bechai Ve'lavin Yesh Leknas. The only exemption is Chai Ve'krisis because there is no Havaya. Chai Ve'lavin, we paskin, the Kedushin is Teif in Bechai Ve'lavin. And therefore, there is Knas Bechai Ve'lavin, but not Bechai Ve'krisis, there's no Havaya. Both of these, Rav Shimon Atamani, and Shimon ben Manasseh are chaylek with the Mishnah. What's the nafgamina between these two Tanoim? So the Gemara says Gemara gives you the svaris. Ikka b'nai lamanda mishpa vay. My b'nai amr mamzeres nesina. Ikka b'nai. One major difference to them is mamzeres nesina. Lamanda mishpa vay. Nam yeshpa vay. Therefore, it's a knas. Lamanda mri l'kaima. Here they're not royal l'kaima. And the Gemara says this entire svara only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, only according to the Chacham, and hold that Kedushin is Taifin Chayav Elavin. So therefore, it could somehow become really Kaima. And the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had an exemption for all Model Kain God. Adkan Tamtis HaGemara. So Lechar, the svara of the Makshin requires Ian. What's the svara that you cannot be mekayim this isha, and therefore there should no be a knas? Why can't you be mekayim a knas even if he's not royal lekayimo? In other words, what's the insight of this entire sugya? Why is knas dependent on royal lekayimo or not? And this, of course, the same kasha is applicable to both Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTamani. So there are various mahalchim and the rishonim and achronim. And we're going to try to see if we can, in the next few minutes, analyze these mahalchim for you and give you a good start for Elul Nairus. The rishonim explain there are two mahalchim in the svara of the makshin of why there needs to be an obvious svara that if it's Einu Lekayim, Achayim Olam should not have a knas. Why? What does one have to do? But the other can't marry her, but you mechayim meknas anyway, because he did a bir surah. The first svara nachinami is that the shlume knas, the gzeres hakasav, is tali with the mitzvah of knisa. The pasuk says v'loisi liisha, and therefore the knas is only where it is possible to have siyo liisha. And mamakayim where it's yashal lekainsa, there's no chiyuv to pay knas. This is svara number one. Svara number two is that an isha that's not really kaima is nismayet miknas, because we learn this from the prasuk of Eloi seal isha that the shlume iknas is only shayach be isha really kaima. These are two somewhat similar nafkaminis. We'll have to probe exactly the sensitive difference between the two mahalchim. Let's see how the Rishonim explicate these two mahalchim. And there are various Rishonim on each side of this svara. The first is a Tosfos Rid, which explains the svara of the Makshon. The Tosfos Rid brings the kasha of the Gemara. Why do you have to make knas for chayv lav and increases? Says, Laisi Elisha, please scroll down. Said the Taisus Rid, Makshinan, the Masnisa, Kree Kamalaiti Elisha, Isha Rulai, Pirish. Said the Taisus Rid, Isha Rulai Yitin Knas, the Makayim Valai Seal Isha, Al Bisha Shain Rulai, Lay Makayim Valai Si Isha, Gam and Knas, Yehai Pat. The two things are Inach and Abi are linked. No Isha. There is no knas. It's part of knas because the mitzvah of Laisil Isha, the mitzvah of Knisa, and the Tashlume knas are totally Zebizeh. The Ritva has a slightly different approach, but he ends up with the same svar as the Tosis Rit. The Ritva says you can't say that the Makshin hold that there's a Pusik Laisil Isha, that Isha Shein Rulais Nismayit Biknas. Because where's there a drasha? We don't find such a drash. So he says, "La mashma delishin de krach." It's not mashma. This is the pasuk. Well, kam ne perik merchin lasi is leisklev leisel lisha. The misa dachim mashma delishin de krach. Hechi dachilev. That was a first pasuk. How are you being dachim from this pasuk? Says the Ritva from the kaimelon dachi dina. This is the der sakasev. Kol she is surulei einar rishay lekainsa shemachar min hachi. Some chinula akra So the ritual follows, being explaining the issue with the pasuk. He follows the side of the Tosfos Rid that since you can't be mekayim knisa, there is no knas. The achrayim have a follow up to this. There are many achrayim which weigh in on this. Just to explain one to you, the mitzvah eson and shas says that this understanding, this svara, why it's so pushed to the makshin, that you can't be Makayim, Mitzvah, Knisa, and therefore there's no Knas. Why is it so pushed? He says that the Mishnah goes according to Rameir. Rameir holds Katana has no Knas. And he darshans for the Pasuk, to seal Isha, the Fuke Katana, which cannot be Isha. Has to be an Isha that's royally Kabo Kedushin Ba'atzma. Lafuke Katana, that only other people are Makabal Kedushin for her. Therefore, that is part of the class. So we see that Kondra Meir, with two things, the Tully Zabzeh, no Kedushin, no Knas. So this entire Mishnah is undergirded Alibid Rab Meir. Look to make this a little bit bigger. Why was it so pasha to Shas that the two are tied together? No knas, no havaya, no knas, no knisa, no klas. How do you know that? Go to the top. Rabbi Meir here. There you go. Line 5. Damak Tanoliknas. She tossed it in Merk Shar proper. This is Mahalach number one, which is that it was Kimlu to Chazal, the two are tied together. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. He says, why should that be? We don't have any pasuk to that effect. We don't have any clear limud of the Gemara to that effect that Knas should be totally with Mitzvah Knisa. So why did the Makshin ask this kasha that elicited all these terutzim of Shimon HaTamani and Shimon HaManasseh? Says Ruchana, the Makshin held that Balesi Leisha is a drash, a full drash. Balesi Leisha means that if it's Isha in real life, there's no parsha of Knas. Because it's a Krala mitzvah. You need the pasuk to tell you that there's a mitzvah of Knisa. So how is it, can the pasuk be telling you two things at the same time? There's a mitzvah of Knisa, there's no Knas. Teretz Meshita, the Kavanos, the Licht of Tia Blash, and Acham. You name it, the Perks Gemara, and the Kavanos, Knas. Yafshalak, I'm with the Isha, Mechires, Amma, the Baisha, the Rili Yud. Bachan says that embedded in the pasuk of Lacey Elisha is that there has to be a vaya, and therefore, if there's no knas, if there's no Lacey Elisha, there is no knas. 1 second, please. Okay, so Rabbi Chanan brings a raya to his svar that this is embedded in the pasuk, because Tosfos asks, why do you need the riboy for chayv alav and krisis for knas? It was much better. The Torah should not have said havaya, therefore you wouldn't need a riboy. And if therefore, said Rabbi Chanan, if knas is totally in the midst of knisa, what's the difference with what the pasuk says? There's no mitzvah of Knisa. Teretz is really intrinsically, the two things are not tied together. And therefore, the svaras of the maksha was, why should they be tied together? And the teretz is that there's taka pasuk, loiti leisha, the knas is potter if there is no havaya. And both are embedded in the svara of, on the pasuk of loiti leisha, that there's only a chi of knas when there is an ability l'koinsa. So the Achrayim take this further. The Mishnah Melech, as always, is very difficult to learn. Aregel Achas Mishnah Melech, because they're packed, jam-packed with hundreds of Yisaitis. I'll just share with you one svar of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Baruch brings a svar from a svar of Shekhanan called Ras Sasson. He holds that according to Shimon HaTamani, who holds that the Nusa is not Chayv Krisis, but Chayv Lavin has Knas. Remember, that was the Machlekes between Shimon and HaTamani. Whether or not Chayv Krisis is Taka Potter, only Chayv Lavin have Knas. And therefore, Chayv Lavin is a missile, the kind say. Ein is a lav. Teretz is, the Malkim Knisa, the Torah was Mater the lav. Said to Mishnah Melech, how can that be? How can the Torah have just be Matar Lav? Mishnah, you're going to use Esodai Chalais so we understand. But just to say that the Torah was Matar Lav because of the Echi of Knisa, where do we see that from? Zulay Shamanu, he's Chelik on the Ra'asa son. He says, Neni Esod Mechadash. In other words, Chayv Lavin, you covered it Pesach too early. That's Rab Rosasun. Go ahead to the next page. The Dafka Chayvik priest says, in Kedushin Taifim Zabashar, Isuri Bia, Kedushin Pleasing, Parim Kamachalites, Nim Shoinis, Achas Misuri Bia, Zulz Chayvik Krisis, any Chayv Alavin, Harizen, Naisa. Because the title was Mater, the Kanisa, in such a case. Vulavavi Lekain Yachshiv. How can that be this far that the Torah was matter a full Isurim? And therefore, he says, even according to Shem Tamani, there's no mitzvah knisa. I already told you, there's a chiyuv knas. But to tell you that such a big kiddush that to say, hit a knisa for chayv elavin. Where do we find that anywhere in a chenamik lushnas teifus, but that you're allowed to stay with her? That we don't find. The other achrayim take this further. One of the most tragic stories in Eilim Yeshivas that came from the horrible kedush Hashem's of the Holocaust was the murder of the Rabbeinu Karfel of the Ein Salem. He was a rising star in Eilim Yeshivas, who was murdered by the Nazis, Hashem Yikum Damai. In his first shtickle in his sefer, which they put out after the war from Ksavim, he brings a raya to Rav Chanan's shita in Shimon HaTamani, who holds the Chayv Lavin or not Nismayt Knas, even though there's no mitzvah knisa, as Mishnah Melech holds, being chaylik on the Ra'asa son, who holds that it's mutal l'koyin sum. And we see that Shimon HaTamani holds the Knas is not totally mitzvah Knisa. And he says, L'chayra, this is telling totally the two ways of understanding the sugya that we had earlier, either the Taisis Rid's way or Rabbi Chanan's way. In other words, according to the Mishnah Melech, the Shimon HaTamani holds is no mitzvah Knisa and Chayv Lavin, that only stems with Rabbi Chanan's way, Chanan's svara, but the Maras's son holds that Knas is totally Mitzvah Knisa. And therefore he said this is a tremendous chiddush, that even according to Shimon HaTamani, the Chayv Lavin Yeshal Knas, therefore there's a Mitzvah Knisa, which Mishnah Melech says is a bridge too far. And this is just simply too much to say that there's such a thing as a Mitzvah Knisa and a Chayv Lavin. Let's see the Sein HaSalem, a few pieces inside, and then you can take a look at it yourself. The first to go in the Sefer, So he says, according to Shimon, okay, makes sense. There's no knas, something that was not really kaim. Ain't a beer kim shech la kaim mitzvah nesul mel mismatim knas. That's not the pshat. A variety of libidish from that to money, the mighty shesh bavaya, who holds his own. Chayv krisis is mismait, a chayv love and chayv knas. The chalzais mitzvah nesul loy til isha ain't all of them. It's in a position plukta. We don't find anybody should say that there is a mitzvah of knisa on a chayv alavin. Mishnah Bedaf Lamates Sasma Ledre Hako Nimtsaba Dvar Arvash and Rila Kaima by Israel Rila Kunga Kaima. Pick it up, please. Im Naimar the Bali Aplukta Durabanan Yikr Doshasam with Mindin Knasam Suin can't lose not the money Yikshal and Mitzis and Suin Yaida Daf Kaiva Lamis Maitu. Mchol Vice Lini Knas. It's Rabu. That can't be, says Zuhin and Salem. El Arkachach, Mitzvahs, Nesun, Mechayv, Kenas, and Libet, Kul, Al, Mishnei, in Yaram, Nefradim. Efshal, Yes, Chayv, Kenas, and Potem, and Nesun. And that's the Chayv, Alavin. L'drashu, the Isha, Gezaish, and Rui, L'Kaima, Isha, Im, Bavai, Apturim, and Kenas, is a separate drashu. And therefore, the Svara that Yad Salem says, backing up Chanan Svara, is like the Mishnah Melech, not like Rav Asa's son, who says that Knas is telling him it's his Knisa, and therefore, even according to Shimon HaTemani, there should be such a Mrs. Knisa of Chayvei Lavin, which, as we said, this is the Svara of the Rav Asa's son, which is not accepted by the Mishnah Melech, and not accepted by the other achrayim. One of the rayas that the Gemara brings is v'ul l'kayim gadol. It says machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's see if we can understand Rabbi Chanan's svara in this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns what does v'ul l'kayim gadol mean. We're talking about a case where a kayim gadol was manas isha that was already nivul l'cherim. If she's not a psul, there's no chiyum knas. Teretz is. She is a psula, but she was nivla shalai kadarka. That's Rashi's pshat. You have to go further. Taisus learns that it's talking about the kind of girl that was minus a psula. And the pshat in the Gemara is Rashi der Maskel Ba'ula. Make it bigger, please. Babula Kaigado, Shame Balav the Mother Gershon of Leslie Bukhil Isha. In time, Yeshkan Lab the Zain Lashkan, okay, goes Rashi has to deal with the problem of Zaina, and Rashi comes out, what's the Matthias? Bushal Gdarka Ari, the Gdarka Sula Knas. No Knas anymore because she's out of Sula. Tysis on the bottom left disagrees. It brings Sheetus Rebbe to Tom. Dachle Mari Babula Meacher. Now, talking about Kainash on the Spesula Gemura, like Shibur, like Kaima, Afka Marboy Vimta, and this is that's my, because Machlex Rashi and Tysis, and what the Metzis here is Rashi holds it's a bullish like Kadarka, and Tysis is Chaylik, that is talking about Akangalos Manas A Psula. Then she's a Nusa, so she's a Bula, she's a Rui Lakaima. What's the Machlekis here? So Bukhan says the Machlekis in Rashi and Tysis is telling the two Machlekis in the site of the Ptur of Laisi Elish. Tysis holds that Knas is totally directly with the Mitzvah Knisa. And therefore, even in a case that there's an Einis, the Isha was Ruyalai, nevertheless, there's no Knas because there's no Knisa. Why? Because at the time of that you come to ask for the money, and therefore, the Gemara is talking about an Isha who's Psula. That's Tysus Pshat. Rashi holds him to Knasses from the Miyut of the Pasuk. And therefore, Rashi holds that the Din is Tolib and the time of the Ainis. if the isha that was nensa at that time, whether she has a knas or not. And therefore, she's got a problem. Because if she's at the time of the oinus, the time of oinus, if she's a ba'ula, then there's no knas. Therefore, Rashi has to say that she was a psula. She was nivel l'acherim. L'acherim means a biyash like a dark. Let's see this from Chanan. Rather than much kasatisis. That man is still wrapped after Bulum in real life. You name it, you didn't all you should stay Shirulia. Come on, now, let me get some silk. Come on, that's our Billy Royal. Come on, Shas Billy. See, Shirulia, we all go with time of the actual Bila. Come on, Lenny Basula. Karkak, Mucha, to be in on she, Efshal, Akai, and Valoy, Seal, you should need a full ability to Knisa. Ach, Lachabilly, Efshal, Klakasa. However, Meshit Shankasa, that's Rashi, Dafka, Im Kaidim. Therefore, Tayyid Rashi had to be deichet and say that it was a bull shalek dark. Adkan, Rabbi Chanan's biur shitosai at the machlekes Rashi and Taisus is dependent on machlekes Yerid and the other achrayim and how to understand the basic patur of Isha Chain Royal and Kaino was dismayed from Kanas. Either is the Pshat that Tumi Kanas is totally mitzvah Knisa, that's the Shita, so the text is written, those Rishonim. Or the second way, the Isha Chain Royal and Kaino is dismayed by Kanas. And this is dependent on the machlekes between the Mishnah Melech and the Rosh Hashanah, who holds, even if it's Ain Royal and Kaino, you still have a Kanas. Mishnah Melech is Chaylik, as explained by the Yain Salem. And Chanan takes this further to say this is also the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the Metzias of Bul with Kain Gadol. Okay, everybody, say Adkan. Next week, Mirtz Shami will go further into the heart of Linairus. I wish everybody a Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Thank you for listening on a challenging day. We'll see everybody Mirtz Shem next week.